It was, I believe, Hamlet who first spoke of this brave o'erhanging firmament fretted with golden fire. He was, of course, referring to the blue sky. Now, being one of the many gays on blue sky, the last time I went to the kitchen, it was, naturally, to get wieners, because I love them in my mouth. Especially if I put some of that creamy white stuff on them. What is it? It's that weird baby mayonnaise. I know that sounds odd, but they have a baby. It's Kewpie mayonnaise, right? And they have a little infant on the cover. It's a very strange logo. Whatever. I was going to the kitchen because I wanted wieners in my mouth, and it was the only way I was really going to happen that particular night or any night lately, honestly. Anyway, so striding down the hall, one foot after the other, as one does, I get to the kitchen, open the refrigerator, open the left door, of course, because that's the side that the drawer is on, which contains these uncured but fully cooked all-beef hot dogs that are a little bit longer than about a foot, so they tickle some good spots when they go down. Anyway, usually one should, you know, chew one's food, but sometimes you want to reminisce. So I took three of them out of the package. I didn't take three of them. That's a... Now that's... I'm not that much of a slut. Not quite that much of a slut. And it's important to remember the difference between a bitch and a slut. And that is, a slut will fuck anyone. A bitch will fuck anyone but you. But to get back to the story, I took three of these wieners out and decided to put them on a plate so that I could microwave them, because I didn't want to bother taking out a pot and filling it with water to bring it to a boil to eat them. I just wanted them not cool when I ate them. You know, I wanted them a little bit warm, not hot. Because, I mean, who really needs a hot wiener in the middle of the night? Besides me. Put them onto a plate, or was about to, and then realized that all of the paper plates that are usually brought to us with the Mountain Mike's pizza that we often order, all of those paper plates were gone. I'd used them all, and all I had left was styrofoam. And the thing about styrofoam is, when you start microwaving hot dogs, they tend to get a little bit hotter than perhaps they should if you're not extremely careful. And that can lead to a squishification, a near liquefaction and stickying of these styrofoam plates, which don't taste good no matter how much they squeak when you bite on them, because that's actually kind of funny. I like to pretend that they're little people with... Never mind. No, that's closer to when I'm eating ravioli, because I just swallow those whole and pretend that they're my friends. Right. So... you know, put them in the plate, and I'm like, okay, just low and slow, just like that cook guy says. So I put them in there, 2.5 minutes, 40% power, let it go. And then while I'm doing that, I'm grabbing the mustard. And I'm like, okay, which mustard do I want? Do I want the standard yellow mustard? Do I want the spicier, you know, brown mustard? I think I'll go with the brown mustard this time, because, you know, I bought it specifically for this reason. So, finally, I have my mustard selected, possibly my squeezings of baby mayonnaise. That just sounds gross. And the wieners are warmed through just so. And I take them to my room, sit down at my desk, because I don't eat in the living room. That's where we play D&D. That's why we bought this big, really tall table that looks like it's made of rough-hewn wood. We bought it to play D&D on, not to eat on. What the hell's wrong with you? Anyway, so I grab my knife, my fork, and I begin cutting the wieners and eating them piece by delectable piece, and, you know, chewing and swallowing as one should do if one is human.
But if one is a werewolf, that's an entirely different story.
It's only like a half moon right now, so I wouldn't really Right, so that was my last significant trip to the kitchen.